Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 325 for Tuesday, March 29th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning, seeing some follow-through buying interest after yesterday's advances. Canola is up by $1 to over $3, the May contract up $2.80 at $477.30 per ton. Continued strength in Malaysian palm oil remained a driving force in the world vegetable oil markets today, underpinning canola as well. Supportive technical signals, a slightly softer tone in the Canadian dollar, and a solid end-user demand provided further support. But on the other side, ongoing concerns over tightening Chinese import standards were still overhanging the market. The advancing South American soybean harvest was another bearish feature, while traders are also positioning themselves ahead of the USDA's prospective plantings and quarterly stocks reports out on Thursday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both higher, while corn's holding closer to unchanged. The USDA is set to release its acreage and quarterly stocks estimates on Thursday, and positioning ahead of those reports is expected to be a feature the next few days. For soybeans, prices are up 1 to 4 cents, the May contract up 4 at $9.13 per bushel. Palm oil was at fresh 2-year highs today. That's pulling soy oil and beans up as well. Ideas that some U.S. soybean acres may shift into corn instead were also supportive. However, the South American harvest did remain somewhat bearish. For corn, prices are holding steady, the May contract up only a quarter cent at $3.70¾ per bushel. Reasonably favorable spring seeding conditions were somewhat bearish, while solid export demand on the other side provided support. And corn traders were trading both sides as they square positions ahead of Thursday's reports. Wheat, it's up 1 to 3 cents. The May contract in Chicago up 2 at $4.73 per bushel. Forecasts calling for dry weather across much of the U.S. winter wheat belt over the next 2 weeks did remain supportive, as the wheat could use some moisture as it exits dormancy. However, poor export demand and increased competition from other wheat-growing regions of the world did limit any gains in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.